Next week, four American high school students will travel to Hungary to compete in the world's biggest biology competition for secondary school students. It's called the 30th International Biology Olympiad. Students from more than 70 countries will test their knowledge of biology and their skills in the lab. One of them joins us now, Henry Shen, a senior at Oak Ridge High School in Tennessee. And also with us is Joanne DeGennaro, president of the Center for Excellence in Education, which runs the U.S. Olympiad. Joanne, start with you. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and tell us, first of all, what it is and why you decided to start this in the first place.
The reason we decided to sponsor the Biology Olympiad was because other nations were participating in that competition. We were not in the United States because, as you may know, the U.S. has believed there was no reason to federally sponsor Olympiads because they were considered by some to be elitist. We believed that it maximized opportunities, particularly for underrepresented rural and urban students. A reason it had not been picked up, Jeremy, was because of the lab component, which is expensive. We have over 10,000 students register for this Olympiad. But when you have the two rounds of examinations, when you get to the cut at 600, there is where you lose urban and rural students who have not had the opportunities in science with good laboratories or teachers that have been adequately trained. And of course, then we go to the 20 semifinalists like Henry, who was just at the program at UCSD.
Well, let's bring in Henry. Henry, first of all, congratulations to you and also to your three teammates who are also headed to Hungary. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think we're looking forward to meeting the teams from all the other countries. I know the U.S. is generally gets along very well with like England and Australia, and we're very excited to represent the U.S., and I know we're going to keep on the tradition of the excellence that the Center for Excellence in Education brings.
And as we're hearing, you know, it's not just tests. There are practical lab skills involved. What's the hardest part for you, Henry?
I would say dissections under time pressure. I mean, we all go in, we think we're very prepared, but once those 90 minutes start and you have like some nasty animals in front of you that you have to like pick out organs from, your hands are shaking, it can all get very, very messy very quickly. But I think we're well trained, and I think we're going to be very well prepared.
How do you prepare for something like that, to dissect under a time pressure?
A lot of us are supported by very helpful biology teachers. So like, for example, mine, she would use her extra funds to like buy me animals to dissect at home or in her lab, like during lunch. And of course, at finals, being able to access UC San Diego's facilities and having them be able to bring in animals and teach us how to dissect them is very helpful.
So at the international competition, there are four areas you'll be tested in: bioinformatics and neurobiology, plant biology, animal and human biology, and molecular biology and biochemistry. Which one is going to be the strongest subject for you, and which are you most worried about?
Ooh, okay. So I would say plant biology would be my strongest subject, just because I think less guts, for one. no chance of, you know, like shocking or doing anything crazy to yourself. I'm pretty worried about neurobiology and bioinformatics just because it's a new field this year, so I'm excited to see what they're going to test us on.
When did you first get interested in biology?
So freshman year, I had this amazing honors biology teacher, Miss Naima. She was retiring that year. She would retire at the end of that year. And she was cleaning out her shelves, and she had no place to put all her textbooks that she had like all around her room. So she dropped them off to me. And I was preparing to self-study for the AP biology exam. And that's when I found out about the Biology Olympiad. And so that year, I reached the semifinal round, but not the final round. But it got me inspired, and I wanted to come back the next year. And so I kept trying, and eventually, you know, I ended up on the team.
You hear that, Joanne? It sounds like it's all about the teachers, or at least it's a big part of it, is having good teachers that inspire.
Jeremy, you hit the nail on the head. So many of the teachers people don't understand. They are buying their own lab equipment, lab experiments. Many times the schools can't afford the equipment needed to nurture very fine biologists.
So, Joanne, you know, one of the big themes of what we hear in this country about STEM and biology, but also all the sciences and math, is that we're falling behind the rest of the world. Do you think that the U.S. team is going to be very competitive at the Biology Olympiad?
Well, my fingers are crossed that we uphold the record that we began in 2003. Every member of the four-member team has medaled. In fact, we have numerous times been named number one team in the world. It is true that the students who are tremendously accelerated will do a lot of their own work to stay ahead. But most of them have some kind of mentor that has helped them, that has encouraged them, just as Henry has had. And that's what we need to keep encouraging, and we do with the Biology Olympiad, because we say to teachers, look, even if you don't have a student get into the semifinals or the finals, you better understand the so many different directions that a student can go with a knowledge of biology.
We've been speaking with Joanne DeGennaro, president of the Center for Excellence in Education, and also Henry Shen, who's a senior at Oak Ridge High School in Tennessee and a member of the U.S. team headed to Hungary this month to compete in the 30th International Biology Olympiad. Thanks to both of you, and good luck, Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.